Hello, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here from Christian Center of Shreveport, right here in Louisiana. We're glad you're joining us again for another week on our daily podcast. You know, this week we're going to deal with open doors to the demonic in our hearts. Well, pray you're having a good day today. Thanks for joining us. I'm here in the studios at Christian Center Shreveport, a.k.a. my office. Just want to do another week on our topic. We're doing a book by Derek Prince called You Shall Expel Demons, an old book, great book. We believe Derek carried one of the greatest mantles for deliverance for the body of Christ. And he dealt with a subject that most don't want to deal with. The possibility or the reality of demonic activity, evil spirits, demonized, however you want to say it, of Christians. I'm not talking about lost people. That's not what this is, course is about. We're talking about believers. And we've laid foundations biblically the best we can on our Sunday morning school of ministry. And you can catch those episodes on this Podbean app as well, or podbean.com, however you're listening. And so we do that as well. Jenny Fouts, one of our licensed counselors, took a couple sessions. I've taken a couple. And just laying the biblical foundation and adding to it, no lie, the experience of seeing it ourselves. And I think that's as much a value as the word, not as much, but just a confirming value to the Word of God. And pray you've in a sense, see the point of view we have and not just us, but many, and Derek did, definitely Derek Prince did, but many others that work in this ministry. I understand there's other trains of thought out there that this cannot happen and that demonic activity cannot dwell in a Christian and so forth. And we just, you know, politely disagree with that. I'm not in anger. I'm not going to fight about that or die on a sword concerning that issue. But it is very important because our concern is not whether we're right or wrong theologically, but are we giving the tools to you and to believers what they need to be free? Should they be under any type of demonic oppression, effect, input of anything the enemy would try to do? And there's keys that we're giving in this course, and I pray they're helpful to you. Now, on our Sunday meeting this time, I didn't get very far, so I thought I'd finish what I didn't get to do in class. And we're talking about the open doors within the soul. In other words, where the enemy comes into our soul, because that's where we believe it occurs, and then it manifests in the body as well. Because I won't get into infirmity today, but it can move all the way to the spirit of infirmity, sickness, disease. That's why we see Jesus many times when he would heal the sick, he'd tell them, go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven. So he was tying sin activity to a spirit of infirmity, demonic activity. We know that God doesn't create sickness. It's not from him. So if it's not from him, it's from the enemy, obviously. So Jesus dealt with it. So we think we should as well. And Derek in the book gives us five basic realms of where the areas where the soul of a person that demons will take up residence. And we'll talk about those this week. The key verse is Proverbs 25:28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. And that's a key scripture, because if you don't rule, now we're talking about the human spirit here more so than the Holy Spirit in that scripture. But when we're talking about that, when you don't protect yourself, you don't rule over that area of your heart, then what happens? You know, you're like a city with a broken down wall, which means the enemy has total access to come in and ravage you. And we don't want that. Our lives, our bodies, our minds is like a city. You know, it's a place that's built for that. And, John Paul Jackson does a great teaching on soul, spirit, and body, spirit, soul, and body, about how it's like the tabernacle, the outer courts, you know, our flesh, inner courts, when we're talking about the things of the soul, and then the Holy of Holies, the spirit. And how it looks like they're the same from the outside, but once you open the doors of the tabernacle and you go in, you see there's separation. And that's what we believe theologically, is that the spirit man is protected by the Lord, and that's where his residence is, and where he abides in a believer, somebody confesses Christ and is going after salvation that way. But the other areas, the inner court areas of our heart, is where the enemy can get in. And we're not oblivious to that. So we want to help you deal with that. And these areas that he talks about are five of them. One is emotions and attitudes. Number two is the mind. Three is the tongue. Four is sex. And five is physical appetite. So let's delve into them this week. I don't know how far I'll get each day, but we'll try to go through them and give you keys on how to help yourself walk through these. And touch a little bit on it Sunday about emotions and attitudes. The fact that you struggle in your emotional arena and you struggle with their attitudes does not mean you have demonic activity. We want you to look at areas of your life where there are patterns in your life that are unchanging. They're not moving. You keep doing the same things over and over repetitively. You have obsessive behaviors in certain areas of your life, especially on willful sin issues, on bad behavior, bad attitudes all the time. You're constantly angry, constantly frustrated, you're constantly depressed. You know, you're constantly, it never changes, or if it does, it's rare. Now we're talking about where there can be some residence of demonic activity within your soul that we believe clearly the scripture wants you to be free of, and the word of God clearly tells us that. And so that's what we're really looking after. We're looking at in your life, and I'm looking in my own life. We all are. As where are these behavior patterns that I'm just not, I feel like I can't have any control in that area of my life. And those are the areas where we believe that there can be demonic residence. That's a good word, residence. He's hanging out there. Derek does a lot of things about what he calls gangs, which is one spirit is an entry point, but it opens a door for other evil spirits to come through. And he gave the example of rejection, being unwanted, unloved, unimportant. You know, that's an open door. Well, it opens the door to many other things in your life. And my experience and deliverance and helping people and working through it in my own life, most of the time we're always, almost every single time I say, dealing with unforgiveness and unrepented sins. You know, and if you have a theology of grace that says you don't have to repent, or that once you get saved, you forgive, it's over with. Well, you know, that's just not reality, because in life you get wounded again and you got to deal with that. But most of our unforgiveness is rooted most likely from our past, and sometimes all the way to a childhood. And then we got unrepented sins, where we're talking about repented sins, sins that we continually do. And these are tied to the spirit of rejection many times, are perceived to be rejected. That's a better way of putting it, because sometimes it's not true rejection. You just perceive it as, you know, somebody didn't do something for you and you feel like they rejected you. Well, that's your issue sometimes. It's not really true rejection. So when we're not accepted and we're not loved, those by those who by godly structure maybe should love us, and should have protected us, but didn't, then we walk in unforgiveness. We do that to our parents, especially if you were abused or mistreated at some level in your life. Well, you know, that person shouldn't have done that. That person should have protected me, and they didn't. So you can understand the natural carnal mind why we wouldn't forgive. But the fact is, regardless of what somebody's done to us, it is a legal right for the enemy to come in. Now, I understand that's very difficult for many people. Well, you just don't know what I went through, and I don't. I'm not trying to say I do. But the fact is that God can grace you to forgive. He is the ultimate person in the entity of who he is to give you the grace to forgive, because he has forgiven much. He has forgiven the murderer. He has forgiven the rapist. He has forgiven the robber, the thief, just like on the cross. So he has more than enough capacity to forgive, and he has more than enough capacity to help you to forgive. And we'll get into that in a little bit about how to get that strength from the Lord. And so many times when rejection comes, or misdeeds done to us comes, then it drove us to this unforgiveness, and that's where an open door is. It's a legal right. If we're talking about a court case in heaven, that the enemy will use against us to have access to us. And that manifests in many different ways. And we discuss it in the class, but you either, most of the time you do it in a reserve withdrawn way where you go inward. And then the other is an aggressive outward way, you know, anger manifestations of that and attitude. I just don't care. I don't care what you think about me anyway. And that type. And that's a way of protecting yourself from all new forms of rejection, not realizing that these types of behavior doesn't do that. It actually increases rejection in your life because nobody wants to be around you. You got a bad attitude. You're pushing people away. You know, they try to reach out to you and get connected to you, and they can't because you're pushing them away through a bad attitude. There's an open door. There's where the enemy can come in and take residence within your soul. So if you've got this, you got to understand it'll open doors to things like self-pity and loneliness, misery, depression, despair. And it actually could lead you all the way to a suicidal spirit. And we don't want to go there. So let's get to this place. Okay, see, these are open doors. So we're going to talk about them this week, about how to close these doors, you know. And I believe, and Derek does too, that when we get to that far, it's motivated by the demonic. When we get to suicidal despair, depression, now we're getting high-level demonic activity in our life. If not residence, it's coming very strong against us. And it wants to drive you to this place where you will give up on everything, and then you will go into self-destruction, and you'll begin to come against your own self because of what you perceived as this abandonment and this unloving attitude that you feel you're not loved and accepted. So these are key areas that we've got to understand. Don't give in to the enemy in that area of your life. Don't be at a place where you accept those lies. And we'll walk you through this week about how to walk in true forgiveness, and that God would give you the grace to walk through that. And he will. I'm telling you, he's going to strengthen you as you identify these areas of your life. Okay, I hope that's helped you today. It's a good start for the week. Come back each day. Have a wonderful day today. See you.